Jesus Christ, Son of God, you are the Messiah. You sit on the right hand of God on the throne in heaven. And we worship you, God. We lift you up and we magnify your great name. You are the bright morning star. You are the good shepherd, the mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. You are the root of David, Lord. And Lord, I'm just so grateful for you and how wonderful you are. And I will bless your name forever, Lord. And we just thank you. In your name, Jesus Christ, all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belong to you. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. And, you know, I want to state again, the goal of this podcast and this ministry is to lift up our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus and Jesus only. Not Jesus plus this or plus that. Not plus prophecy or plus tongues or plus idols or plus sacraments or plus Mary and the saints or plus the priest and plus is Jesus Christ alone. Amen. And that's all that matters, and that's all whom we need. And whoever believes in him will be set free. And there's a freedom in Jesus. There's riches and treasures in Jesus. And I just want to minister that out to the world, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is all that we need. He is the door to eternal life and abundant life. He is the good shepherd that leads and guides and instructs. He comforts. I mean, there's nothing that this world could offer that could measure up to your Lord, our Lord, Jesus Christ. There's nothing the world can offer. He says, whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. He says, I am the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever believes in me shall never hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But he said, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Are you eating his flesh? Are you drinking his blood daily, continually? Because that's what it's about. It's him being our food, our nutrition, our everyday. He is our life. I just can't get more emphatic about Jesus being our life. He is our life. Hallelujah. He died so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but live for the one that gave himself on the cross. So, Lord, I ask that you would just pour your spirit out, Lord. Really, Lord, I ask that on this ministry. And listeners, I ask that you open your hearts. Then you'd see that Jesus Christ is inviting you to abundant eternal life. So please know that. Please know that. It's all about Jesus. It's all about him. All about him. All right, we're going to jump into the scriptures. We're going to be in Luke chapter 15 and starting in verse 11. And basically, I'm going to read you a story of the prodigal son. Now, many people know this story. It's a pretty common story, and but you know what? I want you to see the heart of Jesus. I want you to see the heart of Jesus and the heart of the Father in this message, because that's what it's about. If someone listens to this story and they just see the story as, well, the Father accepted it, and God always accepts me if I come back. I mean, that's still good. Seeing God is good, but seeing the heart of Jesus Christ, that's what's going to give it the life. So I'm hoping that you're going to see that from it. Let's start. And he said, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country. and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. Now, I just want to stop right there at verse 16 and say, what you're listening really to is the process of backsliding. I believe that's what the Lord's ministered to me. And maybe he's showing you something differently. If it all points to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Good food for us. But I see it as, this is the process of us looking towards Jesus Christ, looking towards our God, and us trying to make our lives work apart for him. We take what we know of the gospel, we take what we know of the wealth, like the same way the son took what we know of the wealth, and we want to start going our own way with it. Oh, I know that God is good, that's good enough for me, and I kind of think about him when I can, but you know, I go on with my life, and every once in a while I thank him for giving me breath, and I go to church when I can, and we slowly start to get away from the thing, from worshiping Jesus, from having him be our food, from looking to him and lifting our eyes to him, and the next thing you know, we're eating out from swine. We're eating out swine's food. You know, we go from just being under him, we got saved, we're excited, we're fired up from the Lord, and then we go to just being empty, hollow, just depressed, not connected, discouraged, not desiring to go towards the Lord, to seek the Lord. There's a process of a breakdown, and I feel like that happens. And right here, the story talks about it, how one thing leads to another. And let me encourage you, stay close to Jesus. Let him be your hiding place. David says, if there's only one thing I seek, and that's to dwell in the house of the Lord for all my days, to behold his beauty. And that ought to be our desire, that we dwell in his house, his holy temple. And we stay there by fixing our eyes and praising and worshiping, thanking him every opportunity we can, seeing Jesus in every part of our day, all day long, seeing him and praising him and thanking him. Well, Michael, that sounds too much for me. Well, you know what? Just start diving into it and you'll be addicted to it. You know, the same way if I said to you, can you imagine checking your Facebook every single day before Facebook came out, or Twitter? Can you imagine spending every single day, all day looking into it? Someone would say, oh, no, I can't, or checking your email. But now that we've gotten into it, we're addicted. We can't stop. Well, that's how it is with the Lord. When you start seeing his goodness, you're going to want more and more and more. Enter into that. So this is the breakdown I see of just getting away from the goodness of God and just relying on him continually and daily. And it says in verse 17, but when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. Reminds me of a psalm when David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. A doorkeeper. That's how good the Lord is and how it trickles in. We'd rather just be a servant in his palace, a service in his temple. I mean, can you imagine the temple? It says in Isaiah 6 that a train of his robe fills up the temple. The Lord sitting on the throne in this robe. The Lord has a robe. It says in heaven that they just shout glory. It says that in Psalms that in heaven in his temple it just shouts glory. I mean, he is magnificent. And that's why I'm encouraging you, worship him now. Because guess what? When we die, that's what we'll be doing too, worshiping him. We're not going to just be in heaven twiddling our thumbs, just sitting down, you know, at the table, just relax. Like, hey, okay, what are we going to do in day 5 million of infinity in heaven? We're going to be worshiping him, and we're going to be enjoying it, because his goodness is never ending. It's never ending. So let's continue on here. He says, in verse 20, so he got up and came to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals at his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate. Now, friends, let me encourage you. The heart of the son was, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. The closest way to get to God is to recognize and embrace your unworthiness. Don't fight your unworthiness. Embrace it and give him the praise. You see, we embrace our weaknesses. That's the stumbling block of this world. We live in a world where we're supposed to ignore our weaknesses and focus on our strengths, right? Oh, we know, you know, yes, our weaknesses are bad, but we focus on our strength, you know, strength-based kind of thinking. But in the kingdom, we focus on our weaknesses. Jesus says to Paul, and your weaknesses, my grace is sufficient to you so that your weaknesses, I am strong in you. Do you understand? So it's like we are strong in our weaknesses, and we must accept them, not run from them, not run from them. So we can appreciate how the son said this to the father, and he didn't even acknowledge that. The first thing he wanted to do was go bless him. And can I tell you that when you come before the Lord Jesus Christ with your weaknesses, he will bless you. I guarantee it. I would put my salvation on the line that if you went to him and worshiped him in the midst of all your unworthiness, he will bless you with his goodness. He will bless you with his goodness. Do it now. Stop the podcast and go worship him right now and see, test and see. Jesus says in Malachi, because I believe Jesus is in the Old Testament. He's the God of the Old Testament. He says in John 5:39, you believe in the scriptures, you look at them because you think they will give you eternal life. But these are those that testify of me. So he's in the Old Testament. He's the God of the Old Testament. So in Malachi, he says, try me in this if I want to pour out such blessings in you that you wouldn't even be able to handle it. That's the kind of God we have. So go seek him and worship him and praise him. He is amazing. And you can get in on that. Let's continue. And seeing the goodness that God has offered. And in the parables, the father offering it to the son. Now here's the reaction of the older brother. The older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, look, for so many years I've been serving you, and I've never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a young goat, so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him? And he said to him, son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found. There's a lot that can be said about this second portion of the parable and the son's reaction. I mean, we can say the son was self-righteous. We can condemn the son. Why is he being so selfish? You know, he's focusing on what he's doing and not on the mercy of the Father. And all that's good because it's true. But can I tell you the life? Can I tell you what ministers to me when we see Jesus Christ? You see, this son is much like all of us. Notice the response of the Father to the son when he talked about all the things that he has done right towards his father, yet he has not been able to get the kind of celebration. His father says to him, son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. You see, that's the same thing with us. The son always had access to the fatted calf. He always had access to the rings and the robes and the best of them. He had access to it every day, but he didn't take advantage of it. Instead, he was focusing on his own service. He was focusing on his own efforts. And that is how you miss out on the life. Don't keep your eyes fixed on you. Keep them fixed on Jesus, and you won't miss out. And every day you can celebrate. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to celebrate. You don't have to wait till the burden that's on you right now gets lifted to celebrate. We can enter in right now because Jesus said it is finished. And all the riches of God are available in us. We carry the earthen treasure of Jesus Christ in our bodies. We are vessels of Him. We are vessels carrying the living God. You carry the living God in you if you trusted in the gospel. And every day you can celebrate and enjoy His goodness. Every single day. And this brother missed out. He missed out. He sees someone else enjoying. But he doesn't realize that that was... Now imagine what the brother's response would be if he just finished having a fatted calf and he was wearing all 5 golden rings and he had a robe on with his name on it. How do you think he would have responded to his little brother getting that? He would have been like, wow, because he would have already been enjoying it. He would have already understood the goodness of his father. So I just want you to see that our Lord Jesus is good. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who worship you, which you have shaped for those who take refuge in you. Take refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. Take refuge in Him. Believe on Him. Lift them up every day, continually. Fix your eyes on Him. Just run to Him. Let Him hide you in His glory. Because that's what He promised. He says, whoever comes to me, by no means I will cast out. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to the Lord Jesus. And let me tell you, when we come to Him, we worship Him. To see Him is to worship Him. And to worship Him, my friends, is to see Him. Please don't think that you have to see the Lord in order to worship Him. You can worship Him not even feeling close to Him, and He will reveal Himself to you. And you will be able to enjoy the riches of the kingdom right now, right now. So, don't be like the older brother. Not that I'm saying that you're selfish or that you're self-righteous. And perhaps maybe some people may want to, that may be ministering to some people right now. But the goal is to see that Jesus has treasures and riches and abundant life in Him that we can enjoy right now if we just take our eyes off our own efforts, if we take our eyes off our own feelings, our own beliefs, and we just completely pour them out to the Lord and worship Him. So often we have this practical atheism where we believe in God, but we live a life that's no different than an atheist. We handle problems with our own minds. We just think them out. We reason them out. We get up. We get something to eat. We brush our teeth. We do all that stuff. We go to work. We go to school. We take care of our families. We come back. We interact with our family. We just live lives as if God doesn't exist. Oh, but we go to church when we can. Oh, but we say grace. And I'm saying to you, there's more to it than that. Hallelujah. There's more to it than that. So enter in, please. Please don't be like the brother who missed out. I can't say it enough. You can get all the glory of heaven right now. Right now. Amen. God bless you. And till next time. Bye-bye.